The rest of the story. 1630, the year 1630. The year of Black Death in London. And Tom was scared. The first reason was the plague itself. Tom had seen what it did to people, what it was doing to people at that very moment, and he wanted no part of it. There was another reason that Tom was panicking. He was out of a job, and the plague was responsible for that also, for Tom was the livery man, the fully licensed all-around carrier for Cambridge University. In those days, it meant being the school's postman and teamster and chauffeur all rolled into one. It also meant in and out of town between Cambridge and London constantly, and so it was that folks in Tom's profession were officially quarantined, prohibited from making their customary rounds. When the epidemic broke out, Tom just knew that if he could no longer work, he would probably die. And within a year, he did. And why we ought even to be discussing his fate 360 years later is the rest of the story. The poet John Milton once wrote a poem entitled On the University Carrier. The subject was the poet's personal friend, Tom, this Cambridge liveryman. And one of the reasons this good-natured, rather unassuming fellow was so sincerely remembered and revered was that in an era when most did not, Tom treated his horses with kindness. By the turn of the century, he had quite a stable at the university, 40-some horses, all of which he used for letter and parcel delivery, and for passenger coaches, but when they were not occupied in those capacities, Tom made them available to Cambridge students for riding. For a fee, you could take them on an outing in the country, and the horses seemed to like the exercise. But as few stablemen were back then, Tom was concerned about overworking his animals, especially considering that certain mounts understandably become school favorites. And they were most always in demand for recreational riding. So what Tom did was to develop a system. He refused to permit students to select the horses they rented. He refused to let the students make the choice. Instead, he would lead the most rested horse from the stall each day. And the first student to ask for a riding horse was given that one. In other words, the student didn't make the choice. Tom did. And this system of Tom's became quite famous in its own time. Cambridge graduates talked it up at first. In 1617, Richard Koch quoted, if misspelled, Tom's method of equine rotation. Folks were always misspelling Tom's last name in those days. But we don't anymore. We all know how to spell it now. And we continue to honor his strict prescription for keeping his horses from being overworked, even though most of us haven't the slightest idea that we have been doing just that. For you see, in Cambridge, in the early 17th century, if you wanted to ride one of Tom Hobson's horses, you would take the one that he gave you or none at all. That's all to say you had. You would take the one that came up next. You would have no choice. And more than 3.5 centuries later, we still refer to such a decisionless decision as a Hobson's choice. Of course you've used the expression, a Hobson's choice. Now you know the rest of the story.